listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about the man who did not consider the spiritual. You'll see what I mean when I read to you today's text, 1 Kings chapter 16, verses 30 and 31, where we read, "Now Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him. And it came to pass, as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took as a wife Jezebel as the daughters of Ahithol, king of the Sidonians, and he went and served Baal and worshipped him." The 12 tribes of Israel had divided into two kingdoms, Israel in the north and Judah in the south. The first ruler of the northern kingdom was Jeroboam, who was succeeded by his son Nadab. King Nadab was assassinated, and a new dynasty was established by Baasha, who was followed by his son Elah. King Elah was assassinated by Zimri, who was replaced on Israel's throne. Zimri's reign only lasted a few days, and he was killed and replaced by Omri, who began the fourth dynasty to reign over the northern kingdom of Israel. Now, Omri was bad, but his son Ahab was worse. We read this, "Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him." Each of the previous kings of Israel walked in the wicked pattern of Jeroboam, but Ahab distinguished himself in being worse than Jeroboam. His father Omri was a political and economic success for Israel, but he was a spiritual failure. Ahab picked up where his father left off. It could be said of some sons, he has his father's eyes, but it could be said of Ahab, he has his father's lies. You see, Jeroboam intended to serve the Lord through the idolatrous images, such as the golden calf, and in disobedient ways with unauthorized altars and high places other than in Jerusalem. Ahab introduced the worship of completely new pagan gods. In his disobedience, Jeroboam said, "I'll worship the Lord, but I'll do it my way." Ahab said, "I want to forget about the Lord completely and worship Baal." In his later years, Solomon tragically went after pagan gods, yet Omri and Ahab were far worse in that they commanded the worship of these idolatrous gods. We also read, "He took as wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and he went and served Baal and worshipped him." Even as the foreign wives of Solomon led to his spiritual downfall, even so Ahab's foreign wife Jezebel led him and the nation into deep idolatry. To the natural eye, it seemed like the marriage partnership between Tyre and Israel was ideal for Israel. Tyre was near the height of its national strength. If a secular historian observed these events, he probably would have strongly approved of this marriage between Ahab and Jezebel, calling it a brilliant political and economic move. But when we consider it in the spiritual dynamic, it was a disaster for Israel. It is a lasting lesson for us never to fail to consider the spiritual dynamic. If something works politically, economically, or socially, but if it fails spiritually, then it fails. We should learn what Ahab never seemed to learn, and we can work on that very lesson today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.